the nerves are at me.
Here's Dara Doyle, keynote speaker.
Let's hope this works. How many fashion bloggers do I have? How many of you know who Bessie Nolan is?
Yes.
Great. Ireland's oldest fashionista. Meet Bessie.
Cut my own hair. When it's wet, I part it in the middle then. I never haven't stood in a dressmaker's in 20 years. Now the girls spend a fortune on themselves. False eyelashes, false this, false that. Now there's a girl down past the shops, lovely looking girl, if she left herself alone. She's a hair, a bear, blonde, dyed. I think she's four sets of eyelashes, you can't see her eyes. The lashes are down to here. A half a ton of black all over her teeth. I'd love to wash her and see her. She's a lovely girl, but she's ruining herself.
That lady will be 104 in November. She was on the Late Late Show last night and she's in a film called Older Than Ireland. A disclaimer, because you need to know this, I am working on this. But please go and tell people, and if you know people who would enjoy a good documentary with very, very funny people, go and see that. So another couple of favours, by the way, I'm going to be talking about stuff like this. Kind of. I want you to take out your phone and I want you to tweet somebody, anybody, any charity, anybody you think is doing something good, something nice, and say, hey, well done. Especially the Baby Max Fund. I hope to God I got the right Twitter account for them. But please take out your phone and just tweet somebody and say, I like what you do. Don't care if it's your best friend, if it's James Kavanagh, if it's Alan Dixon, if it's the Bumblins, whoever. Just say, I like what you do. It'll make a difference to somebody's day. I'm going to ask you to watch another video for me as well. I have a friend called Nella. Nella is launching a single for the charity Aware, and I'd love you to watch this video. And if you could tweet Nella's music after watching this, it would be very much appreciated.
Hi, it's Nella. I am releasing my next single, Beautiful, to support the charity Aware on their 30th anniversary year, and I want you to be part of it. Something I haven't spoken openly about before was that around 8 years ago, I went through clinical depression. I couldn't see any beautiful moments in my day. There was no joy and there was no light. But I got through it and luckily it's never came back. So about a year after I went through that, I wrote this song. And I wrote it to remind myself to appreciate all the small beautiful moments in every day and also to recognise that there's people around me that may not be experiencing any of their beautiful moments. So I'm asking you to send me your beautiful moments by video. It could be anything that you think is beautiful or that makes a difference to you. For example, here's one of mine. Get involved and send me your 3 to 15 second videos by Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube or email. So a little bit about the charity Aware and the amazing work that they do. Aware provides information, education and support to those who experience depression, bipolar or related mood disorders and to their relatives. And this really is something that touches the hearts of all of us, as we all know somebody who's gone through something like this. So get sending in your videos. I can't wait to see your beautiful moments, and let's make this video beautiful.
Isn't it brilliant when somebody goes out of their way to try and make people's lives a bit better? That's just a person with no budget.
just a friend who could make a video and who wants to make a difference. Why is this not Ern? If I talk like this, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Okay. We'll do that. How many of you know who that man is?
Two.
It's me.
Right now.
10 years.
I show this at corporate presentations, and people laugh when this slide comes up, but I want to make a point here. Not everybody knows who.
Actually, it's important for the next generation to have great role models. Who better than our president, Uachtaráin na hÉireann, Michael D. Higgins? Loved, revered, respected, and totally unrecognisable to kids all over the country. Have a look.
I don't know what this one's name is. Let me check. Yeah, he looks like he's nice. He's nice. He's cool. He's cool. Book number one. He's a... I think he's God or something. Holy God or something. He looks like Obama. This must be Holy God's friend. Is he in America or London? He looks like
a great man.
Didn't he wear what's that? He's in charge of the whole world.
He's president. He's not the president.
No, it was. He's a new one. He's a new one. I think yesterday or something. The Pope.
I'm
sorry. Yeah, but I know. But I was on a boat.
I'm trying to pick his nose.
He's at the Pope.
He's the president of the world.
I think that's the Pope. I was watching him this morning.
We all have an idea of what social media is. We all have an idea. And as Beck said in her presentation, for example, Periscope, even though it's got 10 million users worldwide, apparently, is only around since early April, late March, early April. So get that. So for those of you who have been at social media presentations before, and have seen slides like this, and slides like this, and slides like that, and that, I'm not having any of those. I'm going to go back to what Keith said earlier, with the what, the so what, the why, the who, the why. She did this, so I don't need to do this. Okay? I'm going to say it's all about the SEX. Not as sexy as James's presentation, but social SEO and strategy. We'll be talking a little bit about that as well. So, who I am, for those of you who don't know me, and there's loads of you that don't, I help people online. I do stuff like this. I look after the Ad Ireland account, which is the biggest pain in the backside that I have, but I love it. It's now